Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The first thing I want to talk about is something that is on every parent's mind, with young children particularly right now, and that is the cost of going back to school. But not just the cost of the books and the uniform, but the voluntary contribution that you have to pay to the school. Well, here's the thing, you don't have to pay it. And asking parents to pay the voluntary contribution to school needs to be eradicated, according to Labour Senator Éan O'Riordan. As September approaches, of course, back to school costs must be tackled. He said, stating that asking parents to pay a voluntary contribution to their school child's education, he said, needs to go. He says, when they don't have the money, there's a sense of shame if you don't pay it. Now, remember, of course, it is a voluntary contribution. The argument is you don't have to pay it, but most schools will remind you by letter that you do have to pay it. It's a voluntary, the word voluntary is a clue, but if you don't pay it, it's kind of like, you didn't pay the voluntary contribution, you know, I mean, we need that. So parents are generally asked to pay this at the start of September when the kids go back to school, and it can range from £60 to £115 for a first-year student. It affects usually secondary school students more so than primary school. So it is a lot of money when you add it with everything else that you have to pay. And we're getting emails from parents talking about school books, that like a sibling has a history book or a science book, three pages have been changed, and the other sibling then can't use that book. They have to go out and pay for it again. And books can cost a lot of money if you don't have a book rental scheme in the school, and not every school has a book rental scheme. By the way, Éan O'Riordan mentioned that these sort of conversations at school gates with teachers and principals should not be happening, and called on the government to support Labour's proposed ban on school contributions completely. Now, remembering, of course, that the schools do depend on those contributions somewhat as well, because the VEC, for example, wouldn't be, you know, up to speed when it comes to paying for everything for a secondary school. So the schools do depend on fundraising and the voluntary contribution as well. So schools, I suppose, would be thinking to themselves, well, feck you, Éan, we need the money. So I want to know what you think. And I'm reading some of the comments online about this. And one person said, there is nothing voluntary about these contributions. The majority of schools will chase down the students, the parent, and insist on the payment. Of course, they make exceptions for those who can't afford the payment, or forcing parents into embarrassing situations and having to admit that. Another person said, difficult question to answer. With these contributions, the quality of your kid and their kids' lives in school is enhanced. It's not a profit-making exercise. Of course, no school should have to ask, but with the exception of fee-paying schools, every school does not have to ask to beg in a system that begrudges every cent to state schools. There is no such thing as free education, just slightly more or less expensive versions of the same thing. In other words, what they're saying is, if the school doesn't have a voluntary contribution, your child is the one that will suffer because those little extra things like extra paints or mala or whatever it happens to be might not be covered or paid for the donations they get from the state. So I want to ask you about school contributions, the cost of going back to school. Do you think the voluntary contribution that you pay should be banned completely or axed? Now, I'm assuming you're all going to say yes. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me know your experience of back to school, buying books, how you're getting on. Has the school accepted the books from the sibling, or are they insisting that you get the new books with the two extra revised pages? I don't know why they can't just print the extra pages and give them to the kid, but they don't. They insist you buy a whole new book for 30 or 40 quid. Let me know what you think and how you're getting on. You can text us, and the number is 087-188-0008. Annette, you're in Classic Kids. How are you doing, Annette?
Hello, Niall. How are you? First of all, before you go on to that, I'll make one comment on the toilet roll in the toilet. John Brennan was on TV one night where he was doing up the hotel, some hotel somewhere, and he said, beware of those whose toilet roll comes out at the bottom, at the back.
Right. Why?
Because it's a mean place.
Right. Okay. Oh, so it means we're meaner?
Yes.
What, that we want less sheets used?
Much toilet paper when you're pulling it out from underneath.
And how do you hang your toilet paper, Annette?
I always hang it coming out at the top.
Right, so you're an overhanger, not an underhanger.
I'm an overhanger. John was very good on it, so you should get him on the show sometime.
I will. I have to say, John, I will. I'll do that. I'll do that, because I have to say, the amount of texts to people, I know it was just, a kind of silly throw-out remark there from Tara, but the amount of people who are texting in about how you hang a piece of toilet paper. I mean, I didn't think that it was such an interesting topic, but there you go.
Oh, it is. It is. is, especially when you're the
female. So it tells a, you're saying it tells a lot about the person. Right, okay, so myself and Tara must be mean. That's what it is. But getting back to school, and speaking of being mean, and I don't think people refuse to pay because they're mean. They refuse to pay because they just don't have the money sometimes. The voluntary contribution, you know, it can vary between 60 and 150, depending on the school, you know.
Aidan O'Riordan, who's proposing that, as far as I know, he's a former teacher.
He is, yes, that's right.
Yes. And if they are proposing that, I suggest that they put in enough money to keep the schools heated and looked after all year. Because a lot of the funding goes in, insurance costs are rocketing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, I'm out of touch, but that was my experience in my day.
And were, were you a teacher as well?
I was, and I was a principal in a small country school.
Okay, and did you have voluntary contributions?
No.
Okay.
I had a school book scheme, and that covered a lot of the extras through the school book scheme.
Right, the school book scheme is great, actually, because my kids now, well, Mia's, my daughter's the only one left in school now, but they had the book rental scheme, and when the three of them were in school at one time, gosh, that was such a lifesaver. You know, it's £80 rather than £300 or £400, do you know what I mean?
I was very conscious of it being a rural small school, and I was very conscious of not putting too much trouble on the parents in gaining the expense. But then if there's parents who can't afford the school book scheme, isn't there a department allowance for parents who can't afford the books, you know, that they get?
Well, there is a grant, back to school grant for parents, who are on very low incomes, So, I mean, that should help them along the way too. And again, the voluntary contribution is voluntary. If you don't have the money, you can just say to the school, I don't have the money.
No, we didn't have a voluntary contribution at all.
Right, and do you think it should be banned? You don't believe it should be banned?
I think the government should get their act together and fund the schools properly.
And then we wouldn't have to have it.
Yes. And I know there was a situation, I don't know whether it's still the case, that the pupil in the grade school is more valuable than the pupil in the normal school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm open to a correction in that.
Well, I know Gael schools do get different funding, yes, from the department.
But every child to me is the same.
Yeah, no, you're right. The Gael schools do get separate funding as well from the Gael.
Yeah, but they get a higher allowance per child.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know how it works. I'm assuming every school gets paid per head, yes, depending on the size of the school.
And it's higher per head in this.
Possibly. You could be right. You would be possibly right on that because I know they do.
I'm open to correction, Niall.
No, I know because the whole idea is, of course, is promoting the Irish language. So for that reason, they probably get it. The same way as you would get a grant for building in the Gaeltacht area. So, you know, it's the same thing. So there probably is some sort of grant or some sort of extra payment per child when you're in a Gael school. You know?
No, I have to say we did our best to keep it going and keep it warm. The one thing I had was that the children would be always warm and comfortable.
Mm.
And we were there.
Well, I should remember our day, Anna and Annette. I used to go into school and we'd always put our hands up, "Teacher, the class is freezing," because the radiators weren't working.
Well, we didn't have radiators when I was going to school. We had the storage heaters.
All right.
And what I hated, and I mean I hated, was we were all told to put our milk or our drinking chocolate up on top of the heater so it would be warm at lunchtime.
Right.
I hated hot milk and I still do.
Well, stay there because Sophie, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sophie?
Hi, Niall.
How are you?
How are you?
Good. The voluntary contributions, are they necessary? Do you believe the schools need them? I think they do need them.
The way I look at it is yes, we do need them, but they have a huge grey area around you at the moment where it's not seen as a voluntary contribution to the schools. They see it,
as a fee.
Paid. Yeah. And, some of them probably wouldn't really name and shame the families that cannot afford it. So what I feel is, the way the government should work it is not get rid of them, but have a law stating, look, you can have your voluntary contributions, but you must have it down that these are completely voluntary, and if someone cannot afford to pay them, that you cannot say anything about them, because at the end of the day, it is a voluntary contribution. So,
but the word it does clearly state, when I get the letter home for my children in school, it does say voluntary. Now, don't get me wrong, they do send you letter after letter if you don't pay it, but it does say voluntary, so the clue is in the name, and parents can turn around and say no, but Aeon's point is that there's a sense of shame if you don't pay it. And just to clarify, sorry, just on the point that Annette was making about the girls' schools, Helena just checked, there isn't an extra payment made, but maybe in the buildings of the school or whatever it is, there may be some sort of grants got to the girls. I don't know. I get Helena to check and see that. I'm sure there's something, but we'll check it out. But at the moment, Helena's just checked there, and she said there isn't anything that she can see. Sorry, Sophie, just to get back to what you're saying. The clue is in the title. Now, parents can refuse to pay it.
Yeah, like even what you're on about with the books there, where it was a few chapters in. I remember when I was in fifth, sixth year, I got one of the old math books, and one of the girls that was in my class with me, she had one of the newer ones, and I was missing a complete chapter out of it. So what my teacher said, look, there's no point going out and getting a new book for one chapter. Just see if you can borrow one of the other girls'
and photocopy books it.
And photocopy it. So I brought one of them home and I photocopied. She was like, just, they're too expensive. You can get them cheaper, and just we'll photocopy what you need.
Wouldn't it be great, but if every school did that? But the schools are insisting that you get the new revised edition. And this is the problem. Like, there's one book this year, I don't know which one it was, but there was three pages were different. In the whole book.
In that case, like, you should literally just, like, look, we'll print it out.
Well, that's what it is. And I understand the people who write these books, you know, the authors of these books have to be paid. I do understand that on an ongoing basis because they write these books. They go to the trouble of writing them. But if it's only an update of a few pages, I don't see why, you know, it seems to me like a bit of a money-making racket.
Well, that's all it is, really, because, like, when I was doing the junior cycle, they were slowly implementing changes to the maths book. So my maths book wouldn't have done the year below me at all because there was a new change to it.
But how many changes can you have in maths in one year? There couldn't be that many changes. History, I understand, changes, you know, as the years go by. But maths, how many changes in maths can there be in one year?
I don't know. Like, I think they're just, as you said, it's a money-making racket. Like, they're just literally doing it to make money, which is putting this whole voluntary contribution in uproar as well, because for the families that can't afford to get the books, they have to go into the book rental scheme if that school does it. And we're having to bring out new books every year. That makes it that bit more expensive because the schools cannot just go and get books that students who have now finished have donated back to the school. They can't just use those books. They have to go out and buy new books, mm-hmm. which is more expensive to them, which brings up the voluntary contributions more, and it makes it that bit more harder for families to be afford to pay that, especially if they have multiple kids in school.
Okay, well, stay there. Let me go to Michael. Michael, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Michael? Michael, I just switched on there. Micheál, sorry.
But I'll bring you back in time. The lady there said there were stories she was in her year. When I bring you back to Ireland to school, there were slates on the roofs, there was no felt on the roof, there was no string of heaters, there was an open fire in a school with two rooms in it, an open fire, maybe 2 foot across, a small little one like you might have in a sitting room. And if the turf was wet all day long, you didn't have any heat, you just froze and shuddered and looked at each other.
Right.
There was no heat, good, bad, and difference.
Well, that was the day. Things have changed, Micheál.
That was the good days when you were hurting, you didn't need the goddamn thing.
Right, but look, things have changed, and, you know, schools are very different now. They're very much more modern than they were in your day and my day, Micheál. It does cost money to run a school. There's no doubt about that. And they do get, obviously, funded by the Department of Education, but not enough. And that's why they have the voluntary contribution.
That fact is not enough, and that's an excuse. If you want to go out shopping tonight and see something, God, I'd love that, but I don't have enough money. That's your personal problem. But it's the Department of Education's problem that they don't have enough money. They're collecting enough to make it available. They're supporting the million and one things that they shouldn't be bad at their ass for. But education is very important. And it's important that there's a bit of heat in there for the kids starting out in school. But to say that there's this voluntary charge, I totally, in the primary school, I totally object to it. I'm 100% in the secondary school.
Well, it is in secondary school mainly that you will have the voluntary contributions, yes.
Well, in secondary school, I would be 50-50, because the kids go to a secondary school have a chance during the summer, as we had when we went to Bournemouth, now to the LIT and everything else. People today don't know what a wheelbarrow is, but you had your education, and
The voluntary contribution years ago started off as a suggested voluntary contribution, and there wasn't much weight put behind it. Nowadays, a voluntary contribution is more or less a fee. Because if you don't pay it, you're reminded to pay it.
Your kids will be hounded, and then, I mean, oh, well, look at him now, his parents didn't pay for it.
Well, that's it, it's a kind of sense of shame, you know, if you don't pay it.
It's a sense of shame, exactly that. It's a sense of shame on it. I'll bring back that to the shame on the government for not providing, because that's the government's job. But now time, like, there was no heating, and the trough is wet. If you didn't have anything to bring, you get 2 shillings per year to provide heating. 2 shillings is the equivalent of 8 cents. That's what was in my time.
Yeah, but two shillings is probably 100 quid now, you know what I mean?
Two shillings, a shilling was 20 shillings in a pound.
I know, but you have to look at the cost of living, Michal.
It is. To be, in our time, 2 shillings was an almighty amount of money.
Oh, it was an almighty amount of money. Let me just go to Bill. Bill, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Bill? Bill, are you there? Oh, well, hold on a second. Sorry, Bill, are you there?
How are you not? How, thanks.
Good. Bill, I mean, you believe that you've had enough of this voluntary contribution nonsense and you're not paying it anymore?
No, not anymore. Look, it's at the cost of us nearly 1,500 quid to send our 3 kids back to school. Every other week, that school sent home, you know, money for tickets, money for this, money for that. And then during the year, we have to pay another nearly, I think it's 250 quid for swimming lessons for the kids, and then 100 this and 100
school
that.
Trips and all sorts of carry on, yeah.
We just can't afford it. Like, we both work, we have a mortgage, and we have to pay child care after school and all that kind of crap. We just can't do it anymore.
And how much is the voluntary contribution in the school your kids are going to?
To be honest with you, I couldn't give you an exact answer. I think it's like 100 quid a child.
Right, yeah. Well, you don't have to pay it, by the way.
No, I don't. I won't be paying it either. I don't care what. I mean, if you send home, like, the 4 week my kids in the school, they're going to get a letter home stating that we have to give them another 50 euros per head for, you know, paper, photocopying, all that kind of stuff. And then you're just looking like, oh, what?
There's a limit to where this money is coming from, yeah.
Exactly. When I went to school, no, there was none of this. There was absolutely none of this.
Well, I went to De La Salle College in the 1970s, where they already had a fee, but that's a private. See, that was a private school, and I understand that. Like, somebody texts in, says, where are you getting your cost of voluntary contribution? Ours in Limerick, in Limerick, is north of 400 euro per year. Mm. Well, like, I tell you now, if you're paying 400 euro a year, it's most likely a private school you're in. That's not a voluntary contribution. It's not a public school. Yeah,
but they look at voluntary contribution of us now of 100 per child. And I think they dropped 20 quid off it for a second or third child. So they'd be looking for £250, £260 off us. And it's just not going to happen.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
Well, as I said, the clue is in the title, voluntary.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What are you going to do?
I do understand the schools, and they walk a thin edge, like on a tightrope, trying to pay for everything.
Absolutely.
And I can understand, because they're not being funded properly by the state, so I can understand why they're asking for it.
But there has to be a limit.
Yeah.
Has to be,
and what about school? What about school books? By the way, this year.
Say again, sorry.
What about the school books?
The school bus cost. It's like a rental scheme.
Right. Okay. But that's not too bad.
It wasn't. No, that's not what it was. It was 200 and something euro per child.
Oh, that's dear enough for the rental scheme. I think scheme in my kid's school is 80 something.
Well, there you go. And then we have uniforms. I don't know. You went to private school, but when I was younger, there's no uniforms. You went through what you were wearing, and that was the end.
Yeah, we didn't have a uniform, yeah.
Or we didn't have uniforms or track suits. We had our track suits.
I'm trying to remember, did I have a uniform in De La Salle, actually?
No, I don't think. No, we did. No, we went to school in the 70s.
No, there was no uniform.
Yeah, probably same age as you, but I mean, I just looking at this course, I'm like, what the f? It's only as you get older, because my kids are under 10.
What the f?
As you get older, it's going to get more expensive.
Yeah. I understand. And it is going to get more expensive. Now, in relation to the school books, a lot of people have an issue this year, particularly with revised editions of books. Like, now, so you said you had 4 kids?
3.
3, okay, in the same school?
Yes.
Okay, so, and the older kids can't pass down some of the books to the younger kids.
Not anymore.
There's new revised editions.
Exactly. Now, my kids are, now I'm nearly 50, and my kids are 8, 5 and 3. I sound tired.
Yes, you're a late starter.
I very late started. Yeah, well, I go to work for a rest. I go to work for a rest these days. But, my 8-year-old or my 5-year-old can't pass anything down to the younger guys, because their books are just nil and void now. They're obsolete.
Right.
Because when I was in school, like, I have 4 siblings ahead of me, and they were all a year above, second year, 3, you know, and they passed them down.
That's right, they keep them in good nick with a bit of wallpaper around them when they were grand.
Yeah, James, remember they owned that?
Yeah, the brown paper and the wallpaper, yeah.
Brilliant, it's a lovely owned that. And they'd be sent down, but not anymore. So, like, I'm sending the teachers, we're not getting that down to him when he's all that'd be obsolete for them.
No, does anybody do that anymore? With it? My mother used to get the big roll of brown paper and she'd cover the books, you know, and fold, you know, the brown paper on the inside, and all your copies and everything were all in brown paper.
Great cracking on that.
Yeah, but it made them last longer. It kept them in good condition, you know what I mean?
And then you look at these other skills that the kids are going on their iPads. And just while I'm on that subject, if you don't mind, my 8-year-old goes to school now. Well, when she's gone back to school, with her school bag.
I know.
And it can't be good for child.
There's a lot of kids getting back issues with the weight of the books in the school. If they don't have a locker in school, right? Now, if they have a locker, it makes it a bit easier because they can keep the books in school.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's not much. See, we live in rural Ireland, for better word. And there's nothing like that there.
Right, okay.
My child's going to school and her back is breaking when she's going. And you feel so sorry. Most times I bring her up to school in the car and go to work. But when she's coming home, it's within walking distance, to be fair.
She's struggling with this thing on her back.
I
know,
I just don't get this.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. But look, just in relation, come back to the school contributions. Ayn Reardon wants a band. You're not paying it this year anyway. That's
it. And what are you going to do? Bring me the court?
No, they can't. No. You don't. It's not. Let's be clear about it. It's not illegal not to pay it. You don't have to pay it.
They're not going to send me child home, ready?
No, no, no. But the only thing that Ayn is saying is a sense of shame. If you don't pay it, his father didn't pay the contributions.
Listen, I grew up in Dublin in the city. I don't have any shame.
Thanks for that. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. There you go. Bill says he's not paying it. That's the end of it. He's paid it all along and he's just not paying anymore. You know, between books and uniforms and school trips and stationery and everything else, he just can't afford to pay this voluntary contribution. Ayn Reardon wants it banned. Is he right to want a band? All right, loads of text coming in. By the way, the person who sent in the text earlier on, I think that was the one about the €400, says, Laurel Hill, Colostra, not a fee-paying school, can't speak, I'm out of work. And the person says, hi, now my son goes to school, €30 for the voluntary contribution. However, there are 491 pupils in the school. That's a big school, isn't it? Well, no, it's not really, because my kid's school is 500, I think, as well. But 591 by 30, what's that? Just over €17,000 in voluntary contributions. Not bad. Pays for a few bills, isn't it, for the school? Now, remember, of course, most of the schools are funded by the state. But in saying that, you know, the schools will argue and the principals of schools will tell us that they don't get enough money off the state for the little extras, you know, that your child might enjoy during their education. Many Cork schools require kids to bring in their own toilet paper and hand wash. Can't come on the air, says Frank. Frank, that's not unusual. When my kids were in primary school, same thing, they were asked to bring in their own toilet paper because they weren't getting enough money from the state to pay for things like that. Bizarre, isn't it? Let me see. O'Riordan is trying to deflect from how useless... you don't like him. Fair enough. The powers that would be will never pull this, and well, he knows it. More populist, you know what, says Kevin in Limerick. Alright, let me go to Sharon. Sharon, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sharon?
How are you, Nan?
Good. Your school fees are voluntary contributions, let's use the right terminology here, is €100 per child.
€100 per child, she's second class, so it's primary school, and there's another €25 for admin, so paper and stuff like that on top of that. That's not voluntary.
Yeah, now not all, let me just point out, not all primary schools charge a voluntary contribution, but most do.
No.
Yeah. But nearly all secondary schools do. So €100. So what happens if you don't pay it?
Oh, they will chase you for it. You will get a reminder letter every month to 6 weeks. And then in the kind of the newsletter that they send out every kind of, you know, before Christmas or before the big events, they will state in it about the voluntary contribution that, you know, say five families hadn't paid it. They're like, five families haven't paid the voluntary contribution.
They will not.
Yet.
They don't do that, do they?
Yeah.
Five, so they've everybody,
they
all the tongues will be wagging.
Them, but they'll say, you know, if you can't afford to pay it in one, that we can take half before Christmas and half afterwards.
So they kind of shame you into paying it.
Yeah.
That's awful, isn't it?
And it's like, you know.
So everybody will be talking about who's the five families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. And it's a small rural school. So everybody knows everybody, you know.
Right. So they all have a fair idea who hasn't paid.
Exactly. So they'll all know that the, you know, maybe the family situation has changed or there's not as much money coming into the house or something like that. Mm. So they can deduce very quickly who hasn't paid.
Right. So that's awful, isn't it? Because, I mean, it is a voluntary contribution. It's not a legal requirement to go to school because education is meant to be free in this country. So it's not a legal requirement.
No, it's not. But like, even like, say, you know, you were someone else was saying about the book rental scheme, and they do have a book rental scheme, but it literally covers three readers out of the entire books.
Right.
So you're paying, like, I know this year I paid over €120 for her books, and I'm paying the rental scheme.
Well,
that.
Yeah, that's the same as we would pay the rental scheme, but you still have to buy the workbooks and all those kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you're kind of going, right, there's the rental scheme, then the admin, then the books, then the uniform, and like that, like every other school at this stage, there's a tracksuit and a proper
jacket.
Uniform. You know,
or in my kids' school, you've got the bomber jacket as well. There's like a bomber jacket they have too, you know, which was decided, you know, that they wanted to have something more modern and trendy looking for the kids. They got them a bomber jacket. But now, it's not, you don't have to have it, but every kid wants it, of course.
Yeah, and well, I suppose when they get to secondary school, that's they bring in the jackets, they bring in everything else. But like, I'm kind of looking, going, like, you know, communion's this year as well, and you've got all of that.
And how many kids have you got in school, Sharon?
I've only got the one,
okay.
But I know, like, from talking to friends of mine in the school who may have 3 and 4 kids, and they're kind of going, this voluntary contribution's a joke, like, it's €400 for my kids to go to school. And then, like another caller said, every second or third week you'll get a letter out, you know, oh, we need money for this, there's a fundraiser for this, you know, here, can you sell these tickets, or, you know, we need so much, 50, 60, 70 euros towards a school trip, you need more money for swimming lessons, you know, so you're kind of going, where's this voluntary contribution actually going if it's not contributing to any of this stuff?
I mean, I'm looking, Stephen in Ballinclash is a good man with the figures. Stephen was on the air with us here on Monday, and I'll talk about that a bit later on as well, about what we were talking about, welfare payments. He says, now, out of every €100 that you pay in tax, 16.57, in other words, you know, 16 euro 57 goes to education, or is allotted towards education in this country. Voted expenditure is 219 for education, is 9.8 billion, excluding capital projects. 87% of education budget goes to the teachers' pay and pensions. That's 87% of the education budget is going towards the teachers and the pay and pensions. Our teachers,
and you have to give out about how much they're paid.
Yeah, and he goes on to say, our teachers are some of the highest paid in Europe. So rather than demanding more from the hard-pressed parents, perhaps we should review the bloated public service salaries. And that comes in from Stephen Kiernan in Ballinclash, which is a very good suggestion. And we have principals out there, you know, on large salaries, really large salaries, you know, who have 4 months off per year in holidays, etc., etc. So he's saying, rather than demanding the hard-pressed parents to pay, why not, I suppose, we look at the public service salaries in the Department of Education, you know, principals, whatever it happens to be, and the money that they're actually getting, which is probably an interesting point. All right, thank you for that, Sharon. And I don't know, how much is it going to cost you this year to send your child to school overall, do you reckon?
Overall, it's going to cost in the region between €300 and €400.
All right, and when you don't have €300 and €400,
that's
not a lot of money.
That's not including the communion at the end of the year.
And any school trips or other bits and pieces?
That's literally just to get her in the door in September.
All right, okay. Tough when you don't have it, it really is. Sandra, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Sandra?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
You've three boys.
I do.
And are they, what's their ages or what schools?
I have twins that are 15, and I have a 12-year-old starting secondary
this year. They're all in secondary school.
So it costs about €2,000 this year to send them in.
Oh my. Right,
yeah.
So the voluntary contribution is 150, is it?
It's €100 per child, but they have a family contribution for 150.
Because you've the three.
Yeah, they won't give the lockers out unless you pay for that.
Oh, right, so unless you pay the voluntary contribution...
You don't get your locker.
They don't get a locker?
Yeah.
That's like almost like blackmail.
I know.
That's
but
awful.
Also, which was a shocker last year for me, was when I had
a
the boys
shocker
doing,
for the locker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
Was the lads doing the junior certs, and I had to pay for the mocks and for the main exam as well, which was 130 for them to sit the mocks each with no discount. And then it was 109 for the actual exam. And when I rang the school to query it, they said the teachers don't like correcting it because they know the children. And that's what I said. I don't care if the man in the moon knows my child correcting the pretend exam. They're there to gear the children for the real state exam.
Yeah, to prepare them for the state exam. Yeah, that's their
job. That's their job. So they won't even correct the mock exam papers anymore. They're sending it out of the school at a cost of €130 per child.
Oh my. I remember my own child is leaving cert this year. But I remember the cost of that. But I remember seeing on the bottom of the form, by the way, if you had a medical card, you just wrote down your medical card number and you didn't have to pay it.
What I was told when I rang the school querying. They said, well, if you're in receipt of social welfare, you'll get it free of charge. And I said, do you want me to give up work so I can have free education for my children?
But that's exactly what I was thinking at the time. You know, I go and like, this just gets better and better. It just, in this country, we almost encourage people not to work at all. But yes, if you have a medical card, you get it free. You don't have to pay that fee, that school fee, because it is going up. The cost of leaving cert is more expensive, by the way, than junior cert.
Yeah.
And it's a ridiculous cost because it's meant to be free education. These are state exams. I don't see why we have to pay for them.
The state exam didn't bother me paying for that. What bothered me paying for the mock exam, which is the trial run at the real thing.
Yeah, but it does bother me. It's a state exam. Yeah. It's meant to be free education. We shouldn't have to pay for it. You know, because you're paying for everything else, you know, in the lead up to that, you know, your contributions and all the other kind of carry on that you have to pay for it, all the other things, the books and everything else. So I don't see why you should pay for it.
I just think the teachers want to do very little work and for the amount of salary they're getting, they're not.
I'm shocked that you had to pay for the mocks. I don't remember if I had to pay for them. I just can't remember now whether I did or not. But I'm shocked that you had to pay because that's their job.
Yeah. Years ago, when I was in school, the teachers swapped over classrooms exams and
for the mocks,
classroom for the mocks. It was never a charge.
And that's probably a good idea, you know, that other teachers will correct somebody else's exams. Yeah.
Well, as I said, like when they're sitting the real exam, their anonymity is intact. Nobody knows who's correcting whose papers with the number system that's in place.
Yeah.
So who cares when this is only a pretend exam to get them there?
So how much is it going to cost you with the three lads now to send them to school just to get them in the door in September? How much do you reckon you're going to have to pay out between uniforms, books, fees, everything? How much is it going to cost you?
We're hitting the $2,000 mark.
Oh my.
And it's cheaper this year because I'm not putting them on the school bus.
Right, okay.
So it would have been $650 more if I had to put them on the school bus.
So much for free education.
I know, it's ridiculous.
I hate to laugh at it, and you know, I'm thankfully you have the money. You'll scrimp and save, and you'll have to budget for it, and you'll have to do without something else to pay it.
Well, I'm like most people, went to the credit union to get them back to school.
So you're borrowing the money to get them back to school?
Yeah, like I have to work part time because I can't afford to get a job with their hours and school times and the whole lot. I can't afford the three of them, you know.
Yeah.
So I go to the credit union every year to put my kids back to school.
You shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, well, it's
I mean, the credit, don't get me wrong, the credit union is great, but it's there for other things, for maybe the little luxuries in life, maybe a new car or a holiday or whatever it is. You shouldn't have to be going to the credit union just to get your children educated.
Yeah, well, apparently it's a big number that borrows to get their kids back to school.
Right,
and I'm one of them.
And if you refuse to pay the voluntary contribution, your kids won't get a locker.
Yeah, well, I don't, for the simple reason that they'll get a locker at the bottom. When the locker system is, if you're in first and you have your paid up, you'll get a good locker. But if you're not, if you're late paying it, you get the lockers that are right at the bottom.
At the bottom.
And nobody wants them, you know.
Yeah, my daughter had a bottom locker 1 year. Now, we did pay the fees, by the way, but she had a bottom locker 1 year and she said it was just a nightmare because all the kids are leaning over her and she has to wait till everyone's finished.
Books dropped on them and everything.
Yeah. I know, it's always difficult when you get the bottom locker. All right, listen, thanks for that and good luck
with
that. And I'm sorry you have to go and get a loan just to get your kids back to school. Denise, please hang with me. I have to go to a break. You can keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. I'll be with you straight after the break, Denise. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Yes, a lot of people shocked by the very fact that somebody had been charged for mock exams. I'm just reading here. The best I could find on it was an article from 2012. 1 in 5 schools are asking parents to hand over €100 or more for mock examination papers and corrections, according to an Irish Independent article. However, other schools provide the papers for free and correct them in-house at no extra cost to the parents. I am absolutely disgusted and outraged that a school would charge any child for the mock exams. School teachers, if you're listening, you're not gone back to school yet. It's your job to prepare those children for their exams for junior or leaving cert. Figure it out yourselves. If you have to share the papers around and give it to a teacher that would be neutral to your class, do it. That is your job. You're sitting on your arses for 4 months of the year or 3 months, depending if you're secondary or primary school. Do the job and prepare the students. You get paid well enough for doing it. Sorry. little bit of an outburst there, but that's your job. Denise, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Denise?
Hi, how are you?
Sorry, a little bit of an outburst there, Denise, but I'm absolutely disgusted and horrified that that schools would charge them for their mock exams. I just don't understand that. What next? Christmas exams will be charged for too? Denise, you're saying we should pay the voluntary contributions.
No, that's not what I said. Okay. My school doesn't pay voluntary contributions, but what we do pay is school services. So that's required fee, and that covers everything from copybooks, book rental, including insurance. For the children. So that's what we pay. It's for all the children.
And how much is that fee?
Well, it's from junior infants to second class, it's €75
right.
a year. So you pick it in September when you go back. From second class to sixth class, it's higher, it's €90, but that's because they use more resources, they do more music. They have
What's the insurance for?
Well, it says children's 24-hour personal accident insurance. So I'm assuming that the costs that the school pay, including insurance, they break it down and they share it out.
But is that not the school's job to have liability insurance for the kids?
Well, I'm sure it is, but I mean, I'd rather pay. It's only €8 because they do give a break.
No, I know it's only €8. And I think, if I remember rightly, in my children's primary school, they charged, there was a fee of €8 or €9 for liability insurance. But I'm just thinking, like, this whole idea that we've gone from having a free education where the state funded these schools for this sort of thing. We're now passing this cost on to parents. Now, and yeah, it's only €8 and something else is only €10 and something else is only €11. But it's all a cost for parents who sometimes just don't have it. You know
That's
what I mean?
Right. And I do get that. But my point is that we pay the €75 and that's it. We're not asked for one more red cent after that. There's no voluntary contributions. They also do things in our school where the children bring in like a face cloth and that's used as a hand towel. So they don't use paper and the tissues in the toilet to dry their hands. That cuts down on the waste. So they don't have electric the hand dryers.
Okay, well, I tell you what, that's not such a bad thing because it teaches the children as well to do those things.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah,
but
so I don't
the
mind.
Small things that all add up. You know, they bring their rubbish home from lunches. They don't put any wrappers or anything in the bin. It comes back in the lunchbox, so that saves on their refuse bills. So it's all about kind of teaching the children, take responsibility for what you can do. But I'd rather pay the €75 a year than be hit with €100 voluntary contribution that some people are paying and some people are not paying. And I understand that some people can't pay it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with voluntary contributions at all. But they do give a breakdown on where your money is going. And then we respect that. We kind of say, right, I know where it's going, what it's going on, and I'd rather pay that than be constantly hit throughout the year.
Well, at least in your situation, right, look, it's an honest payment. They're saying, this is what it costs, you know, I like it or lump it, so to speak, right? Whereas with the voluntary contribution, they're kind of insinuating it's voluntary, but yet they're kind of shaming you into paying it. Well, on that point, just stay there because I've only got 2 minutes and I want to go to Jim as well. Because, Jim, you're on Classic Hits. Jim.
Hi, Lyle. Yeah, how are you doing? That voluntary payment, yeah, I think it's a pittance. And everybody should be just paying it up. You'll probably find those who don't pay it are the ones that I think nothing of going into Tesco or whatever and spending it on drinking cigarettes. You know, it's £2 a week or £3 a week over the year for a child. It's nothing.
It's nothing when you have it, but if you don't have it, it's a lot.
See, the people who say they don't have it, as I said to you, they find money for drinking smokes. That's the reality of it. Or going out for a white tea and having £100 in the restaurant.
Yeah, but Jim, to be fair, education, particularly primary education in the school, is meant to be free.
You keep on harping on about that, Niall. It's not 1945, you know. This is 2019, and the schools have that cost. I agree with you what you're saying about the teachers. They're lazy gets, and they're not getting good value for money out of them for what they do. But I think, you know, the 100, 150 quid, I think, is very, very cheap. And I think
but Jim, with respect, as Stephen pointed out earlier on, a huge amount of the taxes that we pay in this country goes towards the budget for education, which is one of the most expensive budgets next to health we have in this country. So the state is getting the money in taxes. So those taxes need to be passed on to the schools. The schools should be funded by the state. They shouldn't have to be asking, you know, Johnny and Mary for £50 or £100 at the start of the year to cover, you know, the shortfall that they have in running the school.
Well, if they have a shortfall, it needs to be covered. If you have children, they're your responsibility, and if you have them in school, which you should have, unfortunately, that's the way it is nowadays. It's never going to work. You're not going to have to put your hand in your pocket for nothing. And I think the people who cry about not paying this thing, as I said to you at the very start, these are people who hand it across a bar counter, are probably smoking two packets of cigarettes every other day, going out and drop 100 quid, 200 quid in the restaurant, and then they won't pay this, which is for, at the end of the day, it's for their own children's education. And the bottom line is, if you have kids, if you have 3 kids, I mean, you're responsible for those 3 kids to cover the cost, and that's it. It's not the school's responsibility, it's yours.
All right, okay. Loads and loads of texts coming in. A lot of people might not agree with you so much, Jim, but I understand the point that you are making. It's a small cost to pay or a small price to pay for your children's education, but sometimes people just don't have it. Another person says, on top of all the charges, we are charged for public liability insurance, and sending letters out constantly is a form of bullying, says Stephen in Finglas. Well, it is if you're getting letters constantly, and particularly if you're putting in a newsletter that there was 5 families that didn't pay it. You know, shaming people. I think Aon are probably the first time I've probably agreed with Aon in the sense that they are shaming people who don't pay this voluntary contribution and the cost of going back to school.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.